sauce, out sauce, we all want in sauce. In sauce, out sauce, we all want in sauce. Give us jobs, kill the tender. Give us jobs, kill the tender.
An audio drama by the Bozzozzo Ensemble. Episode 1, Losing the Contract.
Nkululeko Food Services is a black-owned business. Its income derives from catering contracts to government departments in Kopanong and the surrounding areas. This privatization of government services started in the mid-1990s with the adoption of a new economic policy named GEAR.
Growth, employment, and redistribution.
GEAR was to create a new class of black business people who would work side by side with government. But the reality of GEAR is that
these contracts have become fertile ground for tender fraud, helped by government officials. Political and criminal factions dominate the process, and for workers, contracts have meant low-paid and insecure jobs without benefits.
GEAR has been driving us backwards. And now we're about to hear of one more crash as Nkululeko receives notice regarding its contract for the local school feeding scheme.
Thank you, Mam Thapo and Lebo, for this meeting. As I told you earlier, Mary and I have something very important to discuss with you.
Yes, well, Mr. Mkhize, we have heard rumors that Nkululeko has lost the contract. And that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. We are the best caterers in the whole of Midlands. The local government people know that. And the schools are all very happy.
Yes, my dear. But if the Department of Education can take the contract away from us, it shows they don't really know that. But who can understand these people?
Not me. You know, sometimes you start to wonder what goes on in their heads. The decisions they take.
Well, Ma, you know how the tender system operates.
Yes, of course I do, Mr. Mkhize. And that is why we, the workers, need to know the details of what you quoted in your bid. We knew the contract was coming up for renewal, but we didn't think there would be any problems.
Did you quote much more than last year?
I'm sorry, but the details are confidential.
And I'm sorry, because it can't be confidential. Tender bids are open documents. They must be published.
How else can we be sure that they are not being rigged?
You must show us everything so we can see that the best candidate has been selected.
I'm not sure about that.
Why not?
Because references can lie and prices can be manipulated.
That's right. A company can be formed specially to win the tender. You make up a story about your experience, and that's the game Dube plays.
Oh, Dube? Mr. Dube won the tender.
Yes, he did. And I must say he's an expert at winning tenders.
He operates through Mthimkhulu, the provincial director. As backup, he uses Lesedi Nganare, the councillor. They are both also office bearers of the Osizweni party branch.
Oh yes, the big shots of eThekwini always have a party at his house after meetings. You must see the cars. Hey, there were a few just like that Mercedes of yours. Hey, Mr. Mkhize.
Thank you for being so observant, Lebo. But anyway, once he had sight on our bid, he could see where to position himself and how much he would have to contribute to certain charitable causes.
For God's sake, he runs border stores and I think a butchery? He has no experience of catering, and we cover 7,000 kids a day at 15 schools.
Hey, not one butchery. He's got 5, and he bought those after Nganare became the councillor.
Hey, yeah. She made sure he won a tender for a big water scheme. It was supposed to connect over 10 villages in the north, but has never been finished.
And then his wife won a security contract, even though she's a hairdresser.
Hey, they have shit, ne? There is no shame.
No, Shame is not part of the game. But the question for us now as a company is how to get them to play by the rules.
Hey, Lucky! You know, Mfo, one part of me says this is totally crazy. But maybe we shouldn't complain. We should be thankful that the jobs lasted so long.
What you talking about, Dumisani? We work damn hard to keep those kids happy, and so we should. It's an important task.
Of course, it is. But we've always known that contracts can change.
And according to Mamo Tapo, Jabu and Mary won't give us details of why it hasn't been renewed.
But you can imagine what happened. The food prices have gone up, as well as petrol and electricity. Our bosses had no choice, comrade. They had to put up their code for the next cycle. But maybe this Dube guy has a connection with the farmers, and that's why he can keep to the old budget.
No, man, that's highly unlikely. No farmer's going to undercut himself and go out of business. There must be corruption, like winning the tender on account of your agents inside government.
Okay, then once you've got the contract, you downgrade the food, give kids real rubbish to eat, and on top of that, you squeeze the workers, pay them the absolute minimum.
Yeah, that's true, eh? The tender system brings out the worst in people, and the government still claims it will build our economy.
After 27 years of failure, you think they'll stop?
But why should they, my brother? These jackals, they have no shame. They found a foolproof way to hijack public funds. They live in a world where the word good only means one thing. Goodness me, what a beautiful mansion I bought. What a fancy car.
You are right, my friend. The super rich have taken over the world. So depressing.
But we as workers, let's not get stuck in depression. Let's fight this capitalism.
No to depression. Fight fascism.
No to despair. It's open warfare.
Refuse to feel down. Avoid market meltdown.
No to emotional trouble. Burn the financial bubble.
Thank you for seeing us, sir. As you know, we have a long relationship with the Department of Education.
Of course, Mr. Mkize. I like to keep in touch with what's happening on the ground.
As you should, sir. Because there's been some sort of misunderstanding over our contract. It's really a mystery how we got dropped. Our company's management of the school feeding scheme has been such a success.
Well, we might have to disagree on that, Mrs. Mkize. But before we continue, allow me to introduce Miss Lesedi Ganare. Lesedi is a local councillor in charge of social welfare and education.
Yes, we met a while back.
Greetings, everyone. So pleased to meet you.
Who could forget you, ma'am? If you remember, we lodged a complaint about food supplies being stolen from various schools and asked for your help. Unfortunately, you never followed up and we lost a lot of money.
Please, Mrs. Mkize, let's not get sidetracked. Kindly stick to the issue of the new contract.
Yes, Mr. Mtimkulu, let's do that. After all, we, the workers, we make sure that the children get quality food and right on time. And now we are about to lose our jobs.
Oh, so you're one of the workers, huh? Well, my dear, don't go overboard about quality. For some time, there have been reports of food poisoning and slow service.
Yes, and there's also reports of rudeness from your staff towards the children and the teachers.
Really? This is the first time I hear of this. But let us by all means check if there is any truth to these allegations.
I did not, man. How? I challenge you to prove this, Mr. Mtimkulu. We pride ourselves on giving good service. The learners are our children.
And that's why we have kept our prices down for the past 3 years.
Maybe. But at the same time, all your service level have fallen.
Let the accusers come forward.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have. However, as they correctly point out, in this current climate of violence, it is unwise to parade names.
Hey, we don't want a parade. But anonymous evidence cannot be used to lose us our jobs.
Madam, Whistleblowers must be protected.
The information they have provided is very useful for the community. It's not their fault that it is damaging to your company.
I'm sure not. And are these whistleblowers possibly connected to any of Mr. Dube's companies?
That is a ridiculous suggestion.
But a logical one, Mr. Mutukuni.
Hey, my friend. As you well know, the decision has been made. We will not go back on it. I have another meeting in 5 minutes. Any last comments?
Just that the decision was not based on facts.
How do you know?
What experience does Dube have of running a feeding scheme? He sells alcohol and meat and should stick to shebeens.
I very much doubt his costings of school meals were realistic. They should be made public.
We will not give up our jobs because the tender system has been corrupted.
Hey, lady, watch your tongue. To speak of corruption so loosely is to invite trouble.
Hey, Bo, are you threatening me?
As far as the employment goes, why are you complaining? The same number of workers will be employed. So what if that does not include you?
It's your bad management who have lost you the contract.
Don't try to be clever. We do not keep quiet when management is out of order. They are not perfect, but they are not corrupt like some people I know.
Madam, I have already warned you about your language.
Yes, you have, Mr. Mtimkulu, and she is defying your advice. I believe this meeting should be closed. Very disappointing.
Yes, very. So sad that some people think they can get away with poor service, then howl when they pay the price.
No, sir. We will not accept this violation of our rights.
No, we will not.
Pambili, pambili, siya.
What's happening, comrades?
I wasn't at the meeting. Me Mamutapo represented us.
No problem, comrade. Over to you, Mama.
Thank you, comrade. As I reported last time, management told us that we lost the contract, but no reasons were given. They then set up a meeting with this Mtimkulu from the Department of Basic Education to find out why. And I joined them. And just as well, because I wouldn't have believed what went on if I hadn't been there. This Mtimkulu guy claims he got whistleblower information on our poor service. He won't reveal who these whistleblowers are, but insists that we deserve to be kicked out and replaced by Dube's company. And that's it. No further discussion. Closed book and closed door.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't hopeful. We know how corrupt they are.
Hey, Dube buys whoever he wants. The government department and the councillors are his puppets.
Yeah, they are basically legal warlords who control budgets and actual spending.
Okay, comrades. Let's not repeat ourselves. We know what they're doing. Right now, the big question is, how do we save our jobs?
Jobs, Masebenzi. All our lives just worried about jobs. Bloody driving me mad.
Okay, but now we have to act. And to act effectively, we first need to analyze the situation.
Analyze? What is there to analyze? The rich get richer, and we can't unite to change the system. And what is worse is that it's our own black brothers and sisters.
Whoa, hang on. I agree with Comrade Lucky. Let us first examine the background to the problem, then the forces involved, and finally the options in terms of achieving our aims and objectives.
Well, our aim objective is to keep the contract so we save our jobs.
Yeah.
But maybe, comrades, it's the system itself which is a problem. Not this contract or any other.
Well said. We can't just play around with contracts when the whole outsourcing policy is the problem. We need to insource if we want job security and if we want a living wage.
Insource? Is that a new best-selling sauce at Nando's, Masebenzi?
I'm not, Dumsani. It's insource, as in any
insource, outsource, we all want insource, insource, outsource, we all want insource.
Hey man, that Jabu is a dreamer if he thinks he can reverse our decision.
Don't worry, Chief. We've got him sorted.
I hope so. We don't want too much snooping. And to be on the safe side, I have already spoken to the relevant people in the department.
I take it they have met Comrade Dube?
Yes. They got their slice of cake.
Good. So they'll back up the evidence of Nkululeko's poor performance?
Absolutely.
Then I suggest Comrade Dube gets ready to take over.
It's good we made the notice of termination just 15 days. It's an old trick. It never fails.
It certainly doesn't give them keys as much time to counter-organize. Although, to be honest, there might still be problems. You see, there are rumors that Duba's wife is the brains behind his business, and she's currently divorcing him.
That's bad news. She's very capable. I warned him that running around with those young girls will cause trouble.
Well, she's hired a good lawyer. That boerevrouw Antoinette van Donder has managed to squeeze millions out of a whole bunch of rich men.
She may be an expert, but old Duba has deep pockets. He can take a knock. Anyway, the key thing here is that he must get going with the contract. He's got 2 weeks to get into the schools.
I hope he's done his homework. And you know, Sweet talked to the school principals. Things may not go smoothly in the beginning. He really doesn't have experience. And we don't want a rebellion from the parents.
Yes, Jabu and Madam Kize are quite popular. They are childhood sweethearts. If only they had listened to us when we asked for the donation to the party, we could have given them the contract for another year.
Very short-sighted of them. And now they're paying the price.
Funny how clever people can be so stupid.
So what do you think, comrades? Can we trust our bosses to defend us?
What choice do we have?
We know they are pretty decent people, but let's face it, they have their catering business for weddings and so on. But for us to lose a steady job and have to be casuals, will be a disaster.
Say that again.
Yeah, we have to be very careful with them, comrades. When it comes down to it, bosses usually betray their workers, and that has nothing to do with being nice or nasty. We just don't have the same interests.
I think you are being too negative, Lucky. Since we started the contract 3 years ago, we haven't had too many problems.
Except for paid maternity leave.
Yo, it was a battle to win that demand.
And do you remember the struggle over annual bonus? Man, that was as tough.
But we won.
True, but it cost us. Hey, the strike wasn't without its casualties.
Don't be negative, comrade. Look how much support we got from the learners and their parents. But to go back to your question, no, we can't trust any bosses completely. But we should be strategic and work with them as far as possible.
Hey, comrade, you better be very strategic. It's a Mursa risk.
Hey, I suppose you're right. After all, why do they have to be bosses? White bosses, black bosses. There must be a better way of doing things.
I think our mistake has been to stay outside of the unions. Now we have a big problem and we stand alone.
But the unions are corrupt as well. The officials run them like a business.
Yeah, they have investment companies like bosses. It's a mess.
True, it is a mess. But not all are that bad. It's still the only way for us to organize and have a chance to be heard. If we join a union, we'll have a place at the table where the bosses are cutting the cake.
But which one do we join?
There's a new union. It's started by comrades from the civic movement.
The civic movement? How come residents are starting trade unions? It used to be the other way around.
I agree. It doesn't sound right.
Let me explain. There are more and more union members who've seen how their leaders have become part of the system. They see how weak workers are in front of the bosses and the government.
Don't exaggerate, comrade. There have been some big strikes lately. Although how much they've gained is another question.
But these have only been on wage issues,
never on any political demands.
That's true. But these workers who've woken up and who are also active in their local civics, they're forming a new trade union. It's a bit like the 1970s, when black workers formed new unions to challenge the old apartheid ones.
How sad that now it's black workers organizing against black union bosses.
Well, what's more important? The color of your skin or whether you are properly serving workers.
Okay, you are right. We cannot have leaders who make a big thing of black unity, then go and sell us.
Hi, out with these comrade capitalists. We need a new movement.
So, do you want to meet with this new union?
Yeah, if they are part of this new movement, then we should!
100%!
Yes, why not?
I'll contact them tomorrow.
Organize your staff!
Organize your daily press!
Organize your staff!
Organize your daily press!